Hello, my friends. Yesterday night, I thought that girls are laughing at us and they give more let's talk challenges, and boys are just watching. So I thought to myself that I would give a let's talk challenge myself and participate in this challenge too, because I was away from English for a long time, in at least speaking. So yesterday I listened to the zero waste lesson in the VIP program, and AJ Hogue and their colleagues are talking about two concepts. One is zero waste in spending, it means money expenditure. And the other concept is zero waste in our actual waste, trash. So what does it mean? In spending money, zero waste means to have a mindset of investment. I mean, when you are buying something, okay, you think to yourself and say that if I buy this, what would it give back to me? Okay, for example, if you buy for example, chocolate and you want to eat it, it's sweet, but apart from that, what do you get? Okay, you get, for example, you might get sick. If you are fat, you might get sick from it. So it's not having an investment mindset, because not only it is not giving you something back, but also it is making you sick. So it's not a good idea, for example, for a fat person or a sick person to eat chocolate. But if you, for example, drink fruit juice, it's also sweet, but it's also giving you something back. So it's having an investment mindset, and it's good for your health. And buying fruit juice is a good idea. This is one concept that AJ talks about, and also he mentions, for example, for buying clothes, buying outfits. We also, when we are going to buy these kind of things, we need to have also an investment mindset. And in this spending, an investment mindset is to buy durable clothes. I mean, he talks about 10 years and 20 years. It's very unbelievable, okay? But I see that so many people in Iran, at least, buy clothes for 2 months or 3 months, or at most 5 months or 6 months. It's not going to make it for a year. It's a bad habit, okay? It's wasting money. And AJ says that you need to have investment mindset in this area too, and you need to buy durable clothes, and at least it would it needs to take you up to 2 years if you want to buy something. And also we need to buy something that we really need. Okay, many people buy many things that they don't really need, and when they open their drawers, they can see that so many of their outfits and so many of their clothes they don't use at all. Or for example, maybe they use it once or twice per year or something more than that. So it's not having an investment mindset in this area, and we need to buy durable clothes and also buy clothes that we actually need, not clothes that we just like and buy it. And if we do this, and if we have investment mindset, as AJ emphasized, our expenditure would be much lower than what we do right now, and we would be stress-free about our financial affairs. Okay, so this is about AJ, and in the conversation lesson, two colleagues of AJ, I don't know, it's a man and a woman, talks about composting, and they talk about composting and recycling, which is having the idea of zero waste in our trash and our wastes, okay? And they talk about two cities that are planning to have absolutely zero waste in year 2020. This is a very fantastic idea, to have absolutely zero waste. I mean, they are recycling the bottles, the papers, aluminum, okay? They are recycling this kind of stuff, and they are composting our food, okay? The waste of our food. They get it and they compost, and they make compost from it, okay? So I mean, they want to have absolutely zero waste in their trash, okay? And this is really needed in our society too. I mean, we are by far wasting more than so many countries in Europe. I don't know, maybe the whole Europe. I mean, we are wasting our trash is even more than Europe totally, okay? It's very large. And in food, it's, I mean, I think it's four times more than Europe. Iran is four times, the waste of food in Iran is four times more than Europe. It's very unbelievable, and it's very bad habit, okay? Not only we are wasting our resources, but also we are polluting our environment, our nature, which we really need to preserve it. Okay, for example, when you go to the jungles, you can see that bottles and other trash are all over the place, and it's making the nature, the beauty of nature, ugly. Okay, it's really bad, and I think we need to be educated about this. And these man and woman that I don't know their names, I don't remember their names right now, are talking about that in America they are starting, I mean, they have started to educate their children about this matter, I mean, about composting and recycling, so that if they grow up, they would think about this much more than what we did, okay? Because this, I mean, this problem is really real, okay? And I think we haven't been really educated about this, and the education wouldn't really influence us anymore, or at least significantly. But at least when we educate our children, we can hope that in 20 years or 20 years or 15 years later, we could have a better environment and a better society that does not waste their resources very much. They talk about that, for example, in Korea, South Korea, 20 years ago, they would burn their trash. I mean, right now, we are better than South Korea 20 years ago, because they would burn their trash in street, okay? But now, they are far ahead of us, okay? And they are recycling most of their trash, okay? And they talk about, for example, in Los Angeles, right now they are recycling their trash and their food waste up to 80%. It's a huge amount of number. It's very fascinating, okay? And in 3 years, they are going to make it 100%. Total, I mean, zero waste. So they have a good plan for their trash and waste, okay? But I think in Iran, we are not focusing on this problem as much as it needs, okay? And we need to really think about it, and we need to provide a situation, I mean, not only educating people, but also the infrastructure that is needed for recycling and also composting. Composting is really needed in Iran, because right now villagers use chemical compost, okay? So even the food we eat that comes from the villages are chemical, okay? It's going to make us sick in future, no doubt about it. So, and we are one country that wastes food more than anyone else, okay? So we can at least, we can use these waste, okay, and make compost from it and give it to villagers, and they can fertilize their plants and trees, okay, and they wouldn't be needed to fertilize them with chemical compost. Okay, I think I have talked enough. Thank you very much, and bye bye.